imagination. Please, Hilly, let's go. I don't want to get in trouble, complained Oliver. Would you relax? Replied Hilly, hoping her voice projected a cool and calm demeanour and hid her terror. We won't be long. I just want to have a look. I don't know, Hilly, said Oliver, whimpering. It's a library. There might still be books in there. That's what I'm hoping. Hilly braved her fears and crawled under the wire fence that guarded the building. Books can't be as bad as everyone makes them out to be. They're probably just scared. You know what the government says? Books lead to imagination. It leads to ideas and creative thinking. And all that together just disrupts society completely. It was Oliver's turn to put on a calm yet bold facade while terrified. He stood on the other side of the fence, facing his friend through the wire, admittedly wondering if this moment would be recreated in a prison in a few weeks' time. Thanks for reciting the government tagline, but I'm still going in, said Hilly. I've never done anything half as exciting as this, and I want to see what it's like. What if it kills you? Fills your brain up so much that it explodes? He looked at her pleadingly. That's just rumours. I'm sure it's more or less perfectly harmless, she said, comforting her paranoid friend. Come on, all your friends will be there doing it too, and you don't have to do anything you don't want to. He squirmed and fidgeted and sighed. All right, but I'm not reading anything. I'm just going to keep an eye out on you. Yay, now come on, she said, practically squealing. Who says peer pressure doesn't work anymore? Oliver grumbled as he clambered under the fence. As he stood up, his jacket caught on the edge of a broken piece of wire and ripped it. Now that's just perfect. Couldn't we have just gone to a bar and done drugs or something? Even that would be safer than this. Hilly ignored Oliver's incessant whines as they approached the back door to the dilapidated library. Its windows were boarded up. Its inspirational posters about the benefits of reading were torn and scattered across the floor. The wooden benches in the outside reading area were rotten. The library had been abandoned for years, since fictional books were made illegal, with no one but the occasional bookworm going inside to read in secret. Hilly knocked on the door in rapid succession to the sequence her friend taught her earlier. It opened to reveal a tall woman with dyed dreadlocks, piercings and tattoos, glasses, and hidden behind her back was a book in her hand. Hilly was in awe of her. Oliver was intimidated by her. You're Arena's friends? She asked. Hilly nodded vigorously while Oliver stood silently behind her, feeling rather hot. His cheeks were flushed and his eyes were glued to his shoes. Well, coming in. She widened the gap between the door and the frame to let them pass under her arm. And once they were through, she slammed it shut. Hi, I'm Hilly, she said, blushing slightly. Love your shirt, by the way. She pointed to the bright pink t-shirt that read Smash the Patriarchy. Thanks. Fuck the bosses, am I right? She said, grinning. Oh, absolutely. Hilly said, agreeing immediately. I'm Willow, she said, smiling at the adorable young high schooler in front of her. So what's your poison? Fantasy, sci-fi, crime, romance? Hilly blushed further. She was completely overwhelmed by Willow and completely unaware how petrified Oliver was behind her. I don't know, I've never read a book before. And I'm guessing never seen a film either. Nope, she said, drooping her head. And thank goodness for that, books are one thing, but films as well. Ugh, what's next, music? Said Oliver, whose confidence and hatred for art was growing. Ignore him, he doesn't know what he's saying. Hilly spat out hurriedly. He's going to squeal on us? No, he's not. Hilly looked at Oliver sternly. When his steely eyes revealed no answer, she began to beg with hers. No, I won't tell anyone, he said, huffing. Perfect. Now let's get you some good books to read, Willow said, leading them through the aisle, after aisle of nothing. She led them to the back of the room, to the last row of bookshelves, revealing hundreds of books. Some were leather-bound, some were ripped paperbacks, some half-burned hardbacks. Not many books left, sorry. It's incredible, said Hilly quietly. It is, Willow said, smiling. We saved as many as we could from the fires and the raids. I'm surprised you saved any at all, said Oliver, who was still somewhat in shock from the sight in front of him. "Well, we tried our best. Hid some under floorboards, under floorboards in hollowed-out phone books, things like that. But when the police came to take everyone's books away, they were so thorough that we lost most of what we hid. Still, even I have to admit it's impressive." Oliver wanted to look at every book, gazing at every title, every author's name. "Sounds like someone's coming around," said Willow, grinning. "Come on, Hilly, how does a book about a time-travelling coffee shop sound?"